Listen to top real estate professionals address your questions as we cope with the new normal. In this episode of the Lamuti Broker Essential, you ask, experts answer.
Okay, so with this as our title slide, we now have three learning outcomes. So allow me to read it out for us. First, we are going to identify and give examples of soft skill elements that make for personal growth. Followed by, we're going to gear up with today's extra time to upskill ourselves for the new normal. And finally, for our third learning outcome, we are going to practice using the techniques that will enhance one's professional growth. So these are our expected three learning outcomes.
What tips can you give real estate professionals to improve their personal growth, especially in the time of quarantine?
That's actually a very timely and relevant question to ask, because for sure we all want to be able to know, like, coping, you know, mechanisms that we all can do. So allow me to proceed. Let me just share this next slide. Can you imagine, like, all of us at this scenario and very moment, if we happen to be this man or woman in that case, and you know, like, standing on a paper boat, for that matter, for sure everything will look and seem very shaky. If not, we are going to sink. So that's one thing that we don't want, but we are all facing the true reality. So before I go further, allow me to share. I remember one of my favorite authors, he goes by the name of Rick Warren, and he shares with us, God intentionally allows us to go through pain and various experiences to equip us for ministry to others. And believe it or not, Aina, and for all of us in the real estate industry, you know, our very profession, our very work is a sacred ministry to all of us. That's why it's a very timely reminder. Followed by, we also are reminded, you know, in times like this, of course, like, what a more reliable book than going back to the basics, going back to the Bible. And here in Colossians 3:23, it says, whatever we do, do our work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men. Because truly, you know, it is God who has blessed us with all these talents, capacities, and skills to sell, you know, to look for clients, to be blessed with actual transactions and closed work. So going now to our personal growth part. By the way, before that, I have two simple poll questions, and I'm pretty sure everyone can relate to this. It's answerable by yes or no. So poll question number one, would you like to learn the techniques to be believable, likable, and marketable? I'm sure all of us can relate to this as real estate professionals, because definitely we want to be very credible. That's the believability component. We want to actually be, you know, like, convincing at that. And in terms of likability, of course, we all want to be friendly. We want to exude that aura of approachability. And lastly, being marketable, we want to be in demand. And for our poll question number two, would you like others to gravitate towards what you say and do? And, you know, for sure, all of us would say yes to this, because who wouldn't want to actually move forward to or be attracted to somebody who's exuding a positive aura? So if everyone has answered the two poll questions, let me now share our next slide, which has to do with personal growth. And as you can see on this slide, you know, with this man looking up the sky, perhaps it's, you know, just right about sunset, with arms outstretched and looking out in the horizon. So there are many things for sure going on in a person's mind. There are three tips that I would like to share in as far as personal growth goes. The first one is look the part. As real estate practitioners, yes, we are all, you know, facing the new normal. We are all working from home, but hey, reality still speaks. We are professionals in our field. So that means we can never be caught in our PJs, right? We can never be caught in our sleeping clothes. At the very least, you know, like, look the part. So that means each day when you wake up, and hopefully that's the same time that you wake up each day, in the same token that we all get to sleep more or less at a regular time each night. You know, wouldn't it be much brighter and more positive when the moment we wake up each day, we actually make a conscious effort to actually get dressed and look presentable? Because when we do look the part, this is actually our way of conveying respect to others. This is our way of letting people know that I care for you. That's why I also took the responsibility to take care of myself. So looking the part simply means, you know, from your hair to creating the basic face. I'm not saying that we actually put on a full face makeup as if we're going on a photo shoot. No, not that. But at the very least, you know, apply a little bit of color, like some blush, some lip gloss or light lipstick to actually be well-groomed. Because being well-groomed would definitely spell a lot and, you know, give the impression that we value appearance because we respect our profession being professional. So from hair, from skin, to actually part of looking the part is actually getting dressed for it. So, you know, like colors, as always, can make a positive statement. Like looking at what I'm wearing today, if you notice, it's peach pink. And this is not just a blouse, because some people I know would just put on a top and just be in pajamas or shorts. But you know, if you'd like to actually feel your best, it helps to get dressed. So that's as far as looking the part. And not to mention, of course, dental hygiene. So very important. So not just smelling good, looking good, but making sure that we do brush our teeth, which is a basic. Moving forth, we now go to the next slide, which is dress the part. So here on this particular slide, we showed you examples from our typical business formal to business casual, smart casual, and casual wear. Nowadays, how we dress up for work definitely will change. But one thing remains certain. Since we're all doing like webinars, video conferencing, so it's not face-to-face, but it's online. So being online does not mean that we become sloppy in terms of the way we look and how we're dressed. It definitely helps to convey a positive aura if we can actually dress the part or at least add some colors to our life. So like citing the example of what I'm wearing, it's a peach pink bodycon dress. So yes, I know I may be seated right now, but the mere fact that I know I actually look good, it helps me to relay the message so much the better, and also like be on a very happy note at that. So likewise for the men, dressing the part simply means, you know, you can always opt to have like a colored top or a printed top at that, but make sure that you keep your hair well kept as well and groomed, of course, clean shaven at that. And in terms of dress codes, another thing I can say for the ladies, you know, accessories can make a statement. If you notice, I'm actually wearing a neck piece here, and it certainly helps to add to the statement, because what people see from us is typically from the chest up. So if that is the case, it definitely helps to actually frame the face when we are wearing simple accessories at that, in particular earrings and necklace pieces. Okay, so now going to the third bullet point for our personal growth, we have here a slide, and if you can all read it with me, say it with body language. So what does that mean? What does saying it with body language mean? It simply means we walk the talk. Imagine for a moment, I'm actually talking to you right now online, and if I'm actually just so laid back and relaxed and would just slouch, can you imagine how short I've become? At this particular moment, yes, I'm looking at you, but perhaps losing the impact at that. But what a wonderful difference it will make if I sit up straight. So this is actually a good practice for our tailbone as well, you know, from our nape to our tailbone. And not only that, leaning forward. Because going forward enables me to actually talk to our audience so much better. And likewise, for all of us who are doing video conferencing calls, it definitely helps to connect. You know, at the very least, yes, it's online, but it's our way to say, hey, we are here. And you can actually count on me. Of course, in terms of body language, perhaps modified are the times now wherein we can actually do a physical handshake. Because nowadays, with social distancing and with all the precautions that we have been considering, you know, health-wise, so for sure, the way we deal with body language, it will also change. But definitely, since it's online, it wouldn't help to be conscious of one's camera presence, to actually smile, and it helps to smile as well with your eyes. And not only that, to actually be, you know, very expressive whenever we talk. And smiling definitely won't hurt. So the more we do that, the better and the easier we actually relay our message. Of course, sincerity and conveying like believability, all of this may take a little bit of time because it does not come, you know, quickly in an instant. But definitely building the rapport starts somewhere.
What advice would you give real estate professionals to improve their professional growth, especially in the time of quarantine?
There's so much to cover on the professional part, but with the time that we have, allow me to carry us through. So for professional growth, once again, we have three bullet point tips, beginning with the first one is what we call personal development. Simply said, we all need to invest in ourselves. So again, investing in ourselves does not mean that we just tune in to every online webinar, to every online material that we can get hold of. We also need to be very wary and particular as to what is actually the content of that particular material. And if you notice on this particular slide, there are several elements involved, such as we have beginning with the lower left, we actually have here the social component, we have the physical component, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So we are looking at the 5-element category of personal development. And again, this cannot happen overnight. Pretty much that all of us spent many years and decades of our lives studying. So goes for personality development. So investing in yourself, this is actually the start. You know, like just like what we say in real estate, every real estate professional needs another real estate professional. What does that mean? We cannot work alone, like you know, using our very own set of skills only and be isolated from everyone. Likewise in the social skills world, every professional individual would need a professional image coach to carry us through. So in the same way that I was coached before, I also pass it on forward to today and to the next ones. And it takes time to actually invest in ourselves because this would entail many, many courses, modules, and curriculum. Later on, we are going to share with you towards the end part as to what we all can take at that. Going to the next slide, we can see on screen our not nice neon light sign. And here it says, Be mindful of your behavior. So again, this is the second helpful component under professional growth. How can we be mindful of our behavior? Well, number one, let's start with time. Of course, we honor time commitments. Yes, we may be working from home, but it doesn't mean that we commit to a particular meeting that we're going to be late for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. That's simply not excusable because we cannot schedule things that actually overlap. So once we do, we honor commitment. So time is actually very, very crucial at that. And of course, to actually greet each other, to say thank you, and to apologize if need to, if we happen to, you know, offend someone, although not intentionally perhaps. And under the behavior component, let me point out also that, you know, nowadays, perhaps it will take some time before we get back to our usual face-to-face, you know, interaction. Because now it's purely online. But being online does not mean that we should neglect how we actually behave. Because it actually shows a lot as to who we are as an individual and reflects to us being a professional or not. And even our offline presence, believe it or not, it will also matter. So whether we are not actively checking any of our social media channels, whatever has been posted cannot be deleted, and whatever is seen is already, you know, done. And it's very important to also be very, very mindful of that. I think to sum up this particular behavior component, we have to be careful of our mindset. If we think positive thoughts, if we actually do what we can to uplift ourselves and to actually feel confident, so that will actually translate to a lot more meaning. Third slide here, on the part of professional growth, it says, communicate and be understood. So nowadays, how can we do that clearly to make sure that we have the ability to literally be understood? Are we being creative in terms of the way we communicate? So nowadays, how do we communicate? Of course, typically, during the days past, the telephone is the major gadget that we use in terms of communication. Nowadays, it's more challenging because we've leveled it up so much more because nowadays we have video calls. So how do we communicate authenticity here? You know, let's just be real. As real estate practitioners, we get inquiries, yes. And whether sample computations, whether specific pricing, discounts, availability of projects or units, whether it's horizontal or vertical properties, you know, let's just be real and show our authentic self. Yes, we may have to cut hold or hold off the actual physical trippings for now. But it does not mean that it cannot be done. And Zoom is actually a very good platform to use also to do a virtual tour and to actually do a walkthrough. I've done that personally for a personal property, a house that I'm selling at the Village. And it's interesting because, you know, then we are able to whip up our buyer's appetite so that they get excited and look forward to once the ECQ is over, then we can actually schedule a day and time when we can actually meet face to face. Are we clear on that so far? So again, to recap the professional component, it's very important to actually bank on our set of people skills or soft skills, meaning whether it's being resilient, whether it's communicating empathy to our clients. Oh, by the way, now is the time to actually be connected and to get in touch with clients. We do not get in touch with clients when there's only something to sell. Today, more than ever, we need to communicate with them and not even talking about business. And this is a time wherein we can talk to clients and really ask them and find out how and what they are doing at the moment. Personally, I've begun this exercise on the second week since we had our community quarantine. And it has been a daily practice now. And you'll be surprised with the actual connection and the bond that you get to build with the clients. Because here, we are now getting serious when it comes to relationship building. Because then we become top of mind once all of this is over. Then, you know, like our clients, even if they're not going to be repeat buyers, then they can always refer us to another person whom they know. Again, this boils down to our personal branding, right? We may not be talking about it right now, but you know, ultimately what we do, each one of us is our best personal brand. So no one else can communicate that better than us.
Can you suggest courses, training sessions, or webinars that real estate professionals can join to improve their knowledge and skills?
Thank you. Very timely. Of course, we'll be more than happy to actually share the next slides. And of course, to everyone who are actually watching right now, please get your camera phones ready and feel free to take a snapshot of what comes next. By the way, before we get into that, so are we ready? So this is a question that we are all faced with. Because remember, with every crisis, there's always an equal opportunity that lies ahead. To give you an idea what we do on the part of Enhance Your Image Training Consultancy, we do offer private coaching. We also offer group trainings, as well as corporate image. So, you can connect with us through the following channels. And going now to our top three service providers, we are pleased to offer to you Enhance Your Image Training Consultancy. Again, these are our contact details, our email, ad, and website. You can reach us through any of these numbers, including 0917-854-9887. Again, yours truly being the lead trainer here, I'll be more than happy to coach our real estate professionals, you know, like privately, one-on-one. And for those belonging to broker groups or, you know, like developer companies, group trainings sound more likely at that. Followed by, we also have another partner training center. And the president and CEO of FIG, or Faith in God Image Gateway, has been in the industry for close to 20 years as well, being originally an HR practitioner, a health and wellness advocate, as well as an image and a life coach as well. So you can reach them at numbers 0945-461-6031 or 0921-259-4476. By the way, FIG Image Gateway, for those of you who actually have children, out there ages 6 to 12 years old, FIG Image Gateway is launching the online classes for kids ages 6 to 12 years old, beginning by the first week of May. And finally, again, this is something that we want to stress on. And as what you can see on the slide, it says here, international certification with the words IITTI, or what we call International Soft Skills Standards and Testing. This is actually the global standard on soft skills for improving professional image. Just like MBA training started a century ago, soft skills training is absolutely a must for the 21st century companies. Again, this is an international certification, which means that yours truly, as being an ET Master Trainer for the Philippines, we trained hand-in-hand together with FIG Image Gateway on individuals and groups and corporations interested to be ET certified. And what they earn here, what they will potentially earn here, is a global certification. The equivalent of this is like the ISO for image. Bottom line, this is now our new normal. We adapt, we adjust, both for personal and professional growth, to make sure that we are actually equipping ourselves and that we are not enabling, you know, we are not letting any setback pull us and weigh us down. But with every setback, we can always rebound and get back into our tracks.